Here's another story from a South American country, the country of Peru. Once upon a time, high in the mountains of Peru, there lived an ice witch. No one in the land below the mountains had ever seen her, but many had heard her scream.
Hurry inside, niños, my children. I hear the scream of the ice witch. You don't want her to catch you, do you?
Oh, Mama, it's only the wind.
Ha! You little calabashes, you think because the sun shines today that winter is not coming? Don't you see the snow on the mountaintops? That means the ice witch is awake and hungry. She catches children, you know. No one knows how she does it.
But, Mama, I want to try my boat. Esperanza and I will just go down to the lake for a minute, please?
Please, Mama, we've worked all day on Juan's boat. Can't we just even see if it floats?
Híjole! Go ahead, but stay only a second and run right back.
We will!
Okay, Esperanza, put her in.
It floats, Juan!
Yay! Go find a stick and we'll pull it back to shore.
Okay. Juan, come here quickly.
What is it?
Look at that ball shining in the grass. Now watch.
How did you do that? How did you make it roll away like that? I didn't see you touch it.
I didn't. It rolled all by itself. You try it.
What do I do?
Just try to catch it.
Okay. Hey, it rolled away from me too.
Let me try again.
In this way, the magic ball led children to the ice witch. Once under its spell, children didn't notice the passing of time. Days and nights went by like the blinking of one's eyes, nor did the little ones tire of the chase. The magic ball kept them running, skipping, and laughing up the slopes of the snowy mountains into a deep, dark, and gloomy valley where the Moss River runs.
Wait, sister, where are we?
I don't know, but it's starting to snow. I'm cold.
We've come a long way, Esperanza. I don't think I know how to get back. Do you?
No, and the ball is still rolling.
Well, we might as well follow it.
Look, Juan, it's stopped by that big black rock. I've got it. Ooh, it's pretty. It popped.
That's okay, Esperanza. Boy, your hands are freezing. Let's go around to the other side of this rock. It'll be warmer there. See? What did I tell you? Now snuggle down in this cranny.
The moss makes it as soft as my bed. Good night, Juan.
Sleep well, little sister. When you wake up, we'll have a long journey home. I'll stay awake. Keep watch.
The two children slept. Esperanza dreamed she was home and that her mother was combing her hair. In her dream, she was sitting in front of a warm fire, seeing its glow light up her father's brown face as he mended his fishing net, and the face of her brother with his shiny black hair and red lips. All her fear of the cold, dark valley of rock, snow, and chilling wind melted away as she dreamed. Suddenly...
Oh, Mama, you're pulling my hair. Ouch!
Oh, no, it was only a dream.
Juan! Juan!
She saw her brother across the way. He seemed to be waving at her.
Ouch! My hair is stuck to this rock. I can't even turn my head. Juan! Juan!
Juan! Juan! Call as you might, girl, he can't come, and you can't go to him. I've combed your hair right into this rock.
Who is this ugly old hag? Her hands are like claws, all twisted and knotty, with long blue nails on her face. Ugh, I can't look at her horrible face. Her eyes are like ice.
snow. Children come, but never go. Valley of darkness, valley of wind. Children never go home again. Magic ball brings them all.
Nearby came the voice of the great white owl. The Ice Witch turned, pointing her bony finger at the bird and said,
"Speak!
Woo-hoo! Black rock, starless night, save us from the burning light."
Then from behind a hill rose a pale yellow ball, the moon. The owl flew quickly away, and the witch crouched, holding her gnarled hand in front of her eyes.
Ron, can you hear me?
Yes, but I'm trapped. There seems to be a wall between us. I could see you, but I can't get to you. Where's the Ice Witch?
She's turned into a black rock. Juan, I'm afraid. Are you sure you can't climb over the wall?
I've tried climbing over it, going around it and under it. It's no use. I'm sorry, Esperanza.
Juan, did you hear the owl?
Yes.
Didn't it mean anything to you?
No.
Listen, black rock, starless night, save us from the burning light.
Then the moon came up and the owl flew away.
And the witch turned to stone and they fear light. Any light, even a pale glow of the moon.
If I could only get some fire up here.
Yes, brother, yes. Go quickly, find fire and rescue me. I will be terribly lonely, but go.
I won't leave you, Esperanza.
You must. Please go.
As Juan stood, not wanting to leave his sister in that awful place, yet knowing he must, a great and mighty condor bird flew overhead, then swooped down low, saying,
"Sword of fire melts death away."
Hear him, brother?
Yes, I'm on my way.
Juan turned from the invisible wall and his sister and ran down the hill, following the mighty condor. The bird led him to a hut which stood on the banks where two rivers met.
No one's home. There are hot coals in the fireplace, so someone does live here.
In the custom of that country, Juan did some chores for the owner of the hut. He brought in fresh water, gathered wood, and piled it near the fireplace. Next, he blew on the hot embers, adding twigs and sticks, until a fire crackled anew in the fireplace. Then he took the broom of twigs and swept the earthen floor clean.
Oh, excuse me. I didn't see you come in, sir.
The man said nothing, but beckoned Juan to join him at the table for bread and tea. After they had eaten, the man spoke.
A sister in great danger brings you here, and you can do much good. The wicked Ice Witch can be beaten. Can you tell me how, boy?
Sword of fire melts death away.
Yes. Come outside. I hear the condor.
Blood turning ice a child will slay, but sword of fire melts death away.
Then the great bird flew swiftly toward the snowy mountain. Suddenly, from behind the hut, a turkey ran up. The man gave it a lighted stick.
Blood turning ice, a child will slay, but sword of fire melts death away. Now go!
Off shot the turkey with the blazing stick as Juan and the man watched. Straight over the meadow and marsh it ran, right through a small lake. One splash and the fire was out. The turkey returned.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Give me another stick, for the child is chilly. This time I'll go around the lake. Gobble, gobble, gobble.
No. When the water spirit kisses the Fire King dies. So you'll remember this lesson. From now on, your feathers will show the marks of rippling water.
Again, the condor swooped down.
Blood turning ice a child will slay, but sword of fire melts death away.
Then he flew again toward Witch Mountain. A goose came up to accept the fire brand. Off she flew, over the water, but as she climbed the mountain, the fire brand burned so close to her beak that the goose dropped it by accident into the snow. Immediately the flame went out. Quickly, the goose returned to the man.
The child is chilly. Give me another fire stick.
No, the Silver Snow Queen's kiss is death to the Fire King. So you will remember this lesson. From now on, your feathers shall be as gray as ashes.
Then the condor, like a swift dark cloud, swooped down again.
Hurry, hurry! Don't wait, or icy death will take away the child's last breath.
This time a flamingo came from behind the hut to carry the blazing stick. It had legs like tall stalks of bamboo, a neck like a snake, and a bill long and curved which clamped onto the fiery stick. Off it flew like an arrow. Juan could wait no longer, and started off, too, running as fast as he could.
I must get back to Esperanza. If the flamingo drops the stick, I'll fetch it and go myself. Oh, it's flying faster than I can run.
Don't worry, Juan.
An ostrich?
A swift-running ostrich. Put your hand on my back. I'll help you keep up with Flamingo.
Together they ran like the wind. Flamingo flew straight up the snow-covered mountain, not stopping even when the blazing fire burned its neck and chest. Up it flew, right to the Valley of Gloom, right to the rocks where Esperanza was held prisoner, and there it dropped the fiery stick. Down the stick fell into a soft pile of dry moss that grew near the black rock. At once the moss caught fire. Flames leaped around the rock, and the rock, which was the witch, melted away into nothing. The Ice Witch was gone forever.
Esperanza, where are you?
Over here with Flamingo.
You're safe. You're free.
Yes, thanks to you and brave Flamingo, she's been terribly burned.
Esperanza soothed and healed the flamingo's neck and chest with her hand. But as a sign of Flamingo's bravery, its feathers became the color of fire and are so still today.
Look, Juan, the condor is coming.
Come, children, climb on my back. I will take you home.